Living Theology Friends Letter, November 21st, 2010. Today we look at names of God, Jehovah Shammah. This name is translated, "The Lord is there," and has Strong's reference number 3074. It only occurs once in Scripture. The name is a symbolic name for the earthly Jerusalem, and the Bible indicates that God will restore this great city. So this is a fitting name with which to end this series. Ezekiel 48:35. The city shall be 18,000 cubits round about, and the name of the city from that day shall be, "The Lord is there," Jehovah Shammah. When Ezekiel was writing this, the Jews were in captivity in Babylon because of their disobedience. Ezekiel had told them that the glory of the Lord had departed from the temple in Ezekiel 10, verses 18 to 19, and chapter 11, verses 22-24. Jerusalem was attacked three times before it was destroyed. Daniel was taken captive during the first invasion. Ezekiel was taken during the second invasion in 597 B.C. The third and final destruction was in 586 B.C. Ezekiel began prophesying after about 5 years of his captivity, and the people had a hard time accepting that God had exiled them. In the first chapters, Ezekiel tells them that their idolatry had resulted in the destructions. And then he tells them the siege is underway in Ezekiel 24:1-2. He then reports word from witnesses in Ezekiel 33:21. Now it came about in the 12th year of our exile, on the 5th of the 10th month, that the refugees from Jerusalem came to me, saying, "The city has been taken." Next he will begin to tell the people the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the temple, concluding with Ezekiel 48:35 above. These people suffering in their exile would have been overjoyed to learn that God would return to them. He is exhorting the people to repent and to trust that the Lord is faithful even when they are not faithful. This truth still remains. Read 2 Timothy 2:13. Most elaborations on this name make use of either post-millennium, pre-millennium, or amillennium speculations. As many of you know, I'm opposed to anyone spending much time on end-time speculations. For Jesus told us in Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, "So when they had come together, they were asking him," Jesus, "saying, 'Lord, is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom of Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.'" In other words, Jesus tells us to mind our own business, and that business is to evangelize, as stated above, and to baptize, teach, and disciple those he brings into the church, as he is quoted as saying in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." We're also told to participate in personal sanctification. Philippians 2:12, "So then, my beloved, just as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." That, of course, is the sanctification process, as we're working it out, working out the salvation God has given us into our lives. We Christians are clearly told to evangelize, baptize, make disciples, teach his commands, and be involved in our sanctifications. That is enough to keep us busy without end-time speculations. Let me break my rule on speculation. The distance of 18,000 cubits in Ezekiel 48, verse 35, is 5.11 miles, so that each side of the square city, Ezekiel 48, verse 16 says it is square, is 1.28 miles. The Jerusalem described in Revelation is measured as 1,500 miles, in contrast to 5.11 miles. The Ezekiel Jerusalem is rather small, and is about the size of Jerusalem when he was there, the time of Jesus Christ. Was Ezekiel prophesying the time of Jesus coming to Jerusalem? I don't know, but that's an interesting idea. Don't spend a lot of time on it. What does this name then inform us about God? The people in exile doubted his return, and some people today may be wondering if 2,000 years is too long to wait for the return of Jesus. Jesus did return after his death and crucifixion, and we have the New Testament as witness to that return. As I stated above, he gave us plenty of tasks to keep us engaged in work for his kingdom. We know that he will return with a new heaven, new earth, and a Jerusalem, a holy city. Revelation 21:1-2, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. In Revelation 21, verses 10 through 11, and he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. We have that promise to give us hope and to fill us with joy of expectation of that great day. In the meantime, Jehovah Shammah is there during all of our life as well. Matthew 18, verse 20b, I am with you always, even to the end of the age, said our Lord Jesus Christ. The final sacrifice has been made by Jesus Christ, so certainly the Old Testament sacrificial system is totally abolished by the destruction of the temple in AD 70. So we do not expect a new Jerusalem containing a new temple building and sacrifices, Revelation 21:22. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. The Old Testament temples and sacrifices were just shadows of the reality to come. Colossians 2, verse 17, things which are a mere shadow of what has come, but the substance belongs to Christ. After the time of Jesus, the temple of God is his people. Acts 7, 48. However, the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands, as the prophet says. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? We're looking forward to the new era of the total personal rule of Jesus, when perfect righteousness will continually exist. This expectation and the personal indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us now is more than any of us need to persevere whatever comes our way in this world. He is with us now, and he is there for us. So, end with John 14, verse 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And in the written form I bolded, that where I am, there you may be also. May God richly bless each of you.